Hello, it's the 18th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Two pet welfare groups have raised the alarm regarding animal cruelty across Bedfordshire. Phoenix French Bulldog Rescue, a volunteer-run charity based locally, has pointed to the cost of living as the reason why bulldog and pug owners in Bedford are abusing or abandoning their pets. To aggravate matters, adoption numbers have decreased for the same reason. The Royal Society for the Protection of Cruelty to Animals points to a similar issue, but with cats. They highlighted the 178 abuse and abandonment complaints they received across Bedfordshire in 2021. An additional concern is that during economical downturn, illegal kitten breeders and traders tend to multiply, which is why only responsible breeders should be supported. A man who made up to 20 fake crime calls per day to Beds Police was arrested but later released on bail pending further investigation. Calls included reports of violence taking place and bomb threats. A police spokesperson said, "Such calls have a significant impact on our resources." A lightning strike ignited a large haystack, starting a fire in Swineshead on Tuesday. Fire crews were called to the Bedford Borough Village around 2:30 p.m, where they used a controlled burn strategy, intentionally burning an area around the main fire to manage its spread. It could take several days for the fire to burn itself out. Last quarter, the county's most expensive home sold in Bidnam for a whopping £1,725,000. Bedfordshire's cheapest flat sold for £52,500 in Dunstable. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.